Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. 40 days later, he ascended into heaven on Ascension Thursday. Many dioceses transfer this feast to Sunday, but today is the actual date of the Ascension. So that's why we take it for our meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Why did Jesus ascend into heaven? Why didn't he just stay with us visibly? Well, Jesus tells us exactly why he chose to leave. He said, "Truly, it is better for you that I go away, because if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." But how could it be better for us if Jesus leaves? Consider how the disciples had, for the most part, simply watched while Jesus preached, healed, forgave, suffered, and worked for the kingdom of God. Even once Jesus had risen, the apostles remained kind of passive, content to wait and see what Jesus would do next. And they appeared to expect him to do all the work. In fact, their last question is, "Lord, will you now restore the kingdom of Israel?" But with the ascension, the time for the apostles watching, it's over. It's time for them and for us to stop watching and get to work. For St. Paul tells us, we are supposed to be the co-workers of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, upon seeing our Lord ascend into heaven, the apostles are left standing stock still, probably with their mouths gaping wide open, staring. Immediately, angels appear and say to them, "Why are you standing here looking into the sky?" The angels are giving the apostles a kick in the pants. I know they didn't probably wear pants back then, but you get my point. Because they are not doing what Jesus told them to do. And he told them to do two things: to commit themselves to a deep friendship with him in prayer, and second, to commit to be with others. For Jesus said, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." So I think the angels would say the same thing to us. Why are you sitting there looking at your screens? Jesus told you to commit yourself to a deep friendship with him in prayer, and to be a disciple maker, to help others to God through friendship. But we, like the apostles, stand idle. Typically, we sit idle. So let's make this really simple. We are called to do two things: to friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Teresa of Avila said that mental prayer, or meditation, is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Jesus, who we know loves us. So prayer is just friendship with Jesus. And what does friendship take? It takes time. Talking, listening, and just being together. And friendship can't be a box to check off, and it can't be rushed. We can't say to a friend, hey, I want a real friendship with you, so could you hurry up and let's get this done with? But it's so easy to be swept up in the tyranny of the urgent or just being constantly distracted with what has to get done so that our friendship with Jesus suffers. So I have to continually ask myself this question. When it's all said and done, what do I really want? Well, I want union with Jesus because he is the only thing that can satisfy the infinite desires of my heart. Well then, if that's true, and it is, then I need time that's not rushed with him. I need enough time, leisurely time, to talk with him honestly and tell him what I think and feel. I need time to listen to him by reading what he said and did. And I need time to think about it, to apply it to my life and let it convict me. And I need time to form simple, concrete resolutions to live what he said. So I guess the bottom line is, I just need time with Jesus in friendship because that's what I really hunger and thirst for. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. We all have family and friends who are far from God, and it tears our heart, and we don't know what to do. So I'm going to tell you the most important thing to do. Commit to spend time with them, because people come to God through other people. So commit to find a way, create a way, build a way to share life regularly with the people God has entrusted to you. And when you do, delight in them. People have all kinds of issues. Maybe at the core, however, they do not know their inherent goodness or value. Now, falsely, we think our value comes from achievements or attributes. But social media and the culture continually tells us we don't measure up. And when people think they're worthless, then they treat themselves as if they're worthless, and they begin to treat others the same way. But God looks at every person in the world, and he says, "It is good that you exist. How wonderful you are." God looks at us and he delights. We have to be apostles of delight. We need to invite the people in our lives to do good things together. And while we do it, our words and our actions need to communicate to them, "It's good that you exist. How wonderful you are." This is the message we have to bring. Our mission is to be the revelation of their goodness and to delight in them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. On Christmas Day, 1969, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict XVI, predicted our future when he saw and then said, I see men in a totally planned world who will find themselves unspeakably lonely. If they have completely lost sight of God, they will feel the whole horror of their poverty. But then immediately following this prediction, he also saw the hope for something entirely new, saying, but then they will discover the little flock of believers as something wholly new. They will discover it as a hope that is meant for them, an answer for which they've always been searching in secret. But where will those who have lost sight of God find this little flock of believers? It probably won't be in a church, or in a retreat, or a conference, or a podcast, or a video about God or faith or religion, because those people weren't interested. So why would they go looking for it on their own? They will find the little flock of believers where they live and share life with others when we have done two things. First, when we have made the commitment to invite and share life with a group of people consistently, that is, habitually. And we've built a little group of friends. And then second, this is the place where we invite those who have lost sight of God. And what will those people discover in us? A people of hope and friendship and joy and deep faith and unconditional love. And they will look at this and they will say, I never knew it, but this is what I longed for always. So that's what we have to be. People who seek friendship with Jesus and who build friendship with others. So don't stand there looking up into the sky. Get to work. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what strikes you about this idea of building this little group of friendship that can become this place of joy and then inviting others into it?
I'm taken aback because I didn't expect that to be your question.
What were you reflecting on? I'll ask you that first.
Because I think it is actually connected to what you're saying here, but I was most struck by what Teresa of Avila specifically said about just friendship with Christ, with God in prayer. Because especially coming off the back of the meditations we just did on the seven deadly sins and what we're lacking and what we're trying to replace God with or find satisfaction elsewhere, we do so much because we don't feel worthy and we don't feel loved and we feel unseen or unheard by others and we feel like we have to prove that. And every time we could sit down and meditate and just be with someone who loves us, if we decide to see it that way. It's easy to see it as a task, or as I've said before, I have a tendency to see it as time for philosophizing. But just being with someone you love, but someone who loves you.
Yeah.
I think that alone is really healing and can change our behaviors. But then taking it into what you're pointing out here of this creating this small community, when you do that and you already feel secure and loved and valued, you can go into a community and you can make others feel loved and good and valued without feeling like you need to
get validation
out
from
of them.
Them
yeah what you need. You can just give, and that, then you'll naturally along the way get that thing that you want.
That's so true.
Friendship with God and others.
Prayer is spending time allowing God to delight in us. And when we experience that He delights in us, we don't need to, and we can't. You actually can't get that from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Really, not to the depth that you mm-hmm. need. Yeah, you can at a certain level, but not.
I mean, He's the creator. He made you.
Yeah.
Other people can get to know you in their own way, but they cannot know you the way that your creator can know you, the way God who knows every part of your story.
Yeah. And delights in you.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I love the translation of both the baptism and the scene of the transfiguration, because two times where the Father speaks and He says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I delight." He delights in us too. Mm-hmm. And then create and invite people, the people in your life that maybe you haven't delighted in to the level you should. And do that. You know, this is the two great things about dogs and little kids.
Mm-hmm.
When you come into your house, your dog is wagging its whole body.
Yeah.
And when you walk into your house with grandkids, they delight. that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you delight in them.
Yeah.
I think we just have to practice these two things. Let God delight in us in prayer, and then get people together and delight in them.
That's a good plan.
And the best day to do it is a Sunday. So let's take back Sundays and do that. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.